Big Blue Door is a theater group devoted to true stories, long-form improv, and comedy writing. From 2012 to 2015, Big Blue Door produced a live monthly show called The Big Blue Door Jam, where people shared 6 to 8 minute true stories inspired by monthly themes. This story was told by Yusuf Sajid in July of 2013, and the night's theme was breaks.
I have to give you a warning. I've been deprived without food and water for the past 18 hours. I'm observing Ramadan as the monthly Muslim holy month. And so if I pass that on stage, please don't revive me with water, because that will break the fast. Rather, just continue on with me passed out on stage and we can work around that. But Ramadan has always been a really difficult month. It's a month of self-discipline, of reflection, and it was the most difficult for me my first year of college at the University of Virginia. And boy, was I excited about coming to UVA. I remember move-in day so well, driving down Route 29, coming to the urban metropolis that is Charlottesville, Virginia. And I remember thinking, this is gonna be the best 4 years of my life. Dining halls with frozen yogurt bars, RAs who plan fun activities for all the residents, and a chance to live with a roommate. I've always wanted to live with someone my age, someone who can stay up all night with and eat Rice Krispie Squares and drink Tang and play video games. And so I thought, this is it. So we got up on move-in day, and my stomach was a little, you know, rumbling a little bit from fasting, but I ran up the stairs to my dorm, and I met Ames and his family, straight out of a Polo Ralph Lauren catalog. Dark hair, a little broody, boat shoes, collared shirt, and here comes me and my family behind them, the people of Walmart. Okay, we have t-shirt dripping in sweat, Crocs scalding our feet, and as we're unpacking, I realize that Ames and I are a little different. He pulls out a Tempur-Pedic pillow, I pull out a Persian rug. I pull out my memory board, which is a cork board with thumbtacks for memories. He pulls out a 54-inch plasma screen TV in our 8-foot by 11-foot dorm room, the great divide between his side of the room and my corner. So the semester passed and Ramadan was getting more difficult, and I was not to drink water or food or do any kind of bad deed or have a negative thought, otherwise that would break the fast, your testament. And so I continued, and later on the semester went fine, except for my relationship with Ames. I would come back home and the music would be blaring and he'd be drinking beer and smoking weed. I'd ask him to turn the music down, he would turn it up. I'd ask him to toss the beer cans away so don't get in trouble with the RAs, he would toss it on the floor. And I just thought, oh, Ames is just being so silly. This is what it's like to live with a roommate. And I was so overjoyed to have someone just there with me. Flash forward to midterms, the final week of the Ramadan and the hardest week of the semester. My Asian family letting me know my legacy is to become a physician. And so this exam on Thursday means the world to me. It will separate the pre-meds who watch Discovery Health and the pre-meds that watch Scrubs. And so with that, I'm studying, and on Monday I come back from studying and I open the door and there's 12 guys in our room drinking beer and playing video games. And I ask Ames, like, hey, can we like wrap this up a little bit? You know, we should go to bed. Nothing. The guys felt bad and so they left and went to bed. The next day, I study all day for this exam while fasting. I come back home and I open the door to the smoke monster from Lost in front of me. Rather, it was weed smoke all over our room, windows closed. And I asked Ames, I said, hey, do you mind like opening the windows and, you know, stop smoking just for the night so we can sleep? Nothing. I go to bed, and you know, he goes to bed too. I wake up to find weed smoke again. He's smoking by himself, this close away from my face. So I just think, you know what? Positive thoughts. It's Ramadan. Stay positive, stay zen. The next morning, last day before the exam, I study all night, pull an all-nighter, and I come back home expecting the worst. To my surprise, Ames is asleep. There's no beer, there's no weed. I can finally get my rest to take the exam. Until then, that's when I saw it. And when I say it, I mean salsa smeared all over my bedspread, on my comforter, on my pillow, on my wall, on my Persian rug. I decided it's too much to deal with right then, so I tear off the sheets, exhausted from fasting, exhausted from studying, sleep, and I wake up, and I go and take my exam, and I come back home, and I decide maybe I should talk to Ames. And so I kind of confront him, and I say, hey, like, what happened last night? Did anything happen? Brick wall. Hey, like, were you smoking weed? Were you drinking beer? Nothing. Finally, I ask, hey, why is there salsa on my bed? Did you do something? I'm just wondering. He finally proceeds to say, it's not my shit. I don't give a Right then, rage boiled around my blood so fast. I suddenly felt Natalie Portman Black Swan moment, except I was 150 pounds heavier. I can't dance. And suddenly, I walk to the door. I close it. I lock it. And I say, do you like it when people do this to your stuff? So I pick up the coffee mug and I slam it against the wall. I get my textbook and I throw it on his TV. His TV's down, my textbook's there. And then finally, I see this object and I start thinking, what would God want me to do? And right then and there in my head, God said, whoop thou ass. And so I picked up a chair with my hands in front of Ames and I threw it at him. Ames ducked. The chair broke into three pieces. One flew and hit him in the back. The other flew and hit the great wall of plasma. And the third right in front of my feet. I'm shaking with fear. Suddenly, I went from being a Joey on Friends to a Chandler, and it is the ugliest feeling in the world. I don't know what to do. My roommates are banging on the door. Let him go. Let him free. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Yusuf, stop. I saw this on CNN. So I finally open the door, and I leave, and I just think, not only have I broken this chair and broken my relationship with Ames, but I've done the worst. I've broken my fast, not with food and water, but with violence and negative deeds. And the most guilt-ridden feeling ever in the world came upon me, and I thought, I need to do this right. I need to redeem myself. I need to do it. So I'm going to go to the authorities. So I knock on the RA's door, and he opens up, and I explain what happened. I said, I broke a chair on Ames. And he says, oh boy, okay. There's many options. We can go to the police, we can go to the administration, or we can embark on roommate mediation therapy. And I said, okay, let's do that option. He is an expert on it. He said, okay, I'll mandate it and get and coordinate with Ames to see you there. The next morning, I see Ames there in our appointment for mediation therapy. He is super disgruntled, cherry red, makes a stop sign look blue as to how angry he is that he has to talk about his feelings. So the RA says, let's use I statements to describe how we feel. So I said, I feel like I'm just like this little piece in this room, and then the room is for yourself. He says nothing. I said, I feel like I can't even rest in my own dorm room. And he says nothing. And then I think, what have I learned from Ramadan? Peace, compromise, sacrifice, forgiveness. So I say, I feel like I overreacted by throwing a chair at you. And he listens. And I said, I think there's better ways I could have handled myself. And he listens. 2 hours with therapy, we go back to our dorm room, and he invites me to play a video game. So we play for an hour and a half with no talking. The rest of the year went well, and then flash forward 3 years later, we're all both 22. I have not seen this kid at all in my tenure at UVA. We're at a bar celebrating graduating from one of the best schools in the nation, and who comes into the bar but Ames. Ames walks in, I go to the opposite end of the bar. What do I say? I go to the other opposite end, and he comes right to me, and he says, I apologize for first year. I look at him. To my right, I see a bar stool. I look back at him and I say, I apologize too.
For more true stories, visit teej.fm. That's teej.fm. For classes in storytelling and upcoming story shows, visit bigbluedoor.org.